You're listening to EPN.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we have the privilege of being with Sandy Sell, the owner of Hills of Africa Travel, a premier provider of personalized safari vacations, which happens to be the first U.S.-based operator to offer the Fair Trade and Tourism South Africa stamp on all of their safari tours. Unlike most safari companies, Hills of Africa supports sustainable tourism accommodations and tour providers, which means that local communities benefit socially and economically from safaris and tourism in the area. Sandy, welcome to Enterprise Radio on EPN.
Eric, thanks so much for having me. I'm delighted to be with you.
Well, we are as well. What a privilege. So what is the mission of Hills of Africa Travel, and where did you come up with the idea?
Well, we started the company in 2002, and our mission from the beginning has been the same, and that is to change lives one journey at a time, every time. We are committed at Hills of Africa to providing the very best service to our clients. And that means the very best itinerary that is designed to our clients' absolute desires and dreams, as well as preparing them in the very best way so that they can have the vacation of a lifetime that they deserve. And as part of our mission, our desire is to help our clients, but also to help the people of Africa. And it is this mission, our commitment to sustainable, thriving Africa, that has helped us at Hills of Africa to grow so well over the last couple of years.
Why was giving back such a driving force for your vision?
Well, I know I'm a little bit biased, but I think I was brought up in one of the most beautiful places on earth. I was brought up in a little country just north of South Africa called Zimbabwe, and the people of Zimbabwe have really helped me to become who I am today. A lot of the people that we employed on our farm in Africa, my dad no longer has the farm. I really, really want to help them. And they are no longer employed because we lost our farm to the government. And I think when I look back at it, I realize that I'm here to help them. I'm here to help them feed their families, put their children through college, get an education. And, you know, during my upbringing, I was taken to some of the most beautiful places and the landscapes and the animals. I just fell in love with Africa. And I feel so fortunate having had that kind of upbringing that I really want to share it with everyone else. So that's why I do what I do, and I'm very lucky to have one of the best jobs in the world.
How has your vision changed since starting Hills of Africa?
I wouldn't say that it's changed so much. Our desire is still the same, to give the very best customer service and the very best itineraries. But what has changed is that we are now definitely here to help the people of Africa, the animals of Africa, and the environment. So that's why we started our foundation, in order to help the people of Africa and the animals. There's so much destruction going on in Africa. The rhino population is going down so drastically. The lion populations, the people of Africa are no longer getting the educations that they require. So I suppose our mission has changed, in that we are now in a position that we are able to give back to Africa now. It took us quite a while to get our company into a situation, but now we're actually there and ready to give back, and very exciting for us.
Today we are with Sandy Sell, the owner of Hills of Africa Travel, a premier provider of personalized safari vacations, here on Enterprise Radio. Can you tell us a little bit about the foundation you just launched?
Yeah, we're very excited. The Hills of Africa Foundation, that's our name, the Hills of Africa Foundation. It's a not-for-profit organization that empowers the people of Africa through partnerships with domestic and foreign non-profit charities and foundations. And the foundation is dedicated to wildlife and environmental conservation, natural resource development, restoration of national parks, and the enrichment and development programs. We're here to help the people, the animals, and the environment of Africa. And with an eye to the future, the foundation aims to empower and change the lives of Africans and their children worldwide.
Now, what was it like stepping into a bigger vision?
Ooh, scary. Scary at first. You know, you always think, can I really do this? And but once you get down to it, you realize, well, I realize that really I'm here to do more in this world, and if I don't do it, then why am I dreaming about it? So, yes, very scary at first, but I really do have to get out there and help the people. So for me, it's about playing bigger so that I can help more people. Once the company gets more and more clients, we're able to help more people have the most amazing trip of their lives, but also to help Africa. So, yeah, very scary to begin with, but it's so empowering knowing that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay, Sandy, if someone wanted to take advantage and experience one of these incredible personalized safari vacations, where would they need to visit online to get that information and to also be in contact with you?
Yes, they could go to our website, which is www.hillsofafrica.com. And there's all sorts of lovely information on there, and you can start dreaming about your trip by looking at all the beautiful pictures. They can contact me through the website at our contact us form, which is on www.hillsofafrica.com.
And in conclusion, what advice, Sandy, could you leave for our entrepreneurs in form of a parting tip that they could add to a part of their future action plans?
Well, my one tip would be to dream big so that you can help more people. And my mantra that I have up on my wall, which was given to me by a very close friend of mine, says, I am positively expecting great results no matter what I see in front of me. The universe is rearranging itself for me right now. And I think for me, it's just to keep dreaming big and implement everything that you want to do. If you want to do something and you have a dream about it, then put it down in paper and actually start working on it one step at a time. That way your results will come true and you can help more people.
Sandy, it's been a pleasure to have you a part of Enterprise Radio here on EPN.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks so much for sharing my dream with the world.
You are very welcome. And that was Sandy Sale, the owner of Hills of Africa Travel, a premier provider of personalized safari vacations. And for more information, visit hillsofafrica.com. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, and we thank you for tuning in.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Lampton, known to my clients as the Speech Coach for Champions. I'm wondering, do you want to make stronger sales presentations to decision-making groups, lead business meetings with greater poise and credibility, control your stage fright, and enjoy an elevated level of confidence? Then visit my website and sign up for my complimentary newsletter. The web address, www.championshipcommunication.com. Again, championshipcommunication.com.
I think also, if we understand that leadership is influence, I think we can also answer the question of whether or not leaders are born or made. I really believe that leaders are revealed. Everybody has an opportunity to reveal themselves as a leader because they have, you know, everyone has the ability to influence somebody. I mean, whether or not you're trying to be president or CEO of your own company, if you're the head of your PTA, you know, very much involved with your church, and, you know, in many cases, certainly my case as a dad, you know, I have the ability to influence people. And really the question has to be asked, how are we going to use that power?
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.